Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Begin a new, a fresh, a free flow of ideas.
What was that?
This good day. Hello. That was Jennifer Horne's voice, and there's Ken Kessler's chuckle, and there's my... We are here to bring you the best, although it may not sound like that. At the moment, it is the best. This is the best radio program for
don't
you.
Don't undersell your...
This is important stuff that we have to go through as usual. What's going on in the world, starting with the weather again and again and again and again. I just look because all of us, Jennifer and Kenny and me, are on the West Coast. So we have no appreciation for what's going on in Niagara Falls, for example, where I'm looking at a picture of visitors who have formed a large group looking over the American Falls side, which is frozen.
It looks like the Titanic. I mean, there's like huge iceberg chunks in it.
A wide swath of our country today having more winter precipitation. Forecasters warning it could lead to dangerous road conditions during the commute today, depending on where you are. If you're here, don't worry about it. If you're there, yesterday we actually had some rain in Los Angeles.
We did, the last 2 days.
We had some, too.
Did you really? Oh, Kenny, are you okay?
It was tough, but...
Have to call
touch
your mother,
and go, but you're all right.
Yeah.
All right, the coastal Carolinas see precipitation today. Actually, school districts have been closed in Texas, especially the eastern part of Texas. There are school closings pretty much all the way up through the mid-south. However, the good news is, as I look at the wind chill advisory for my town of Framingham, looks like 23 below there at the moment, and warming up to around 23 above, 24 above during the day today. This looks like the last ring of this. The weather coming across, there were 1,000 flights at Dallas-Fort Worth, either delayed or canceled yesterday and or today. National Weather Service forecasters say Jackson, Mississippi, I drove through there about 10 days ago, had a freezing rain advisory today. Ice accumulations will be about a tenth of an inch. That's enough for lots of crashes, lots of problems. And Tennessee has been hit hard because this is not normal.
Yeah.
For I remember going through Tennessee when I drove cross country with Charlotte. Oh, is it the week of the 9th, I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah, the week of the 9th. The farmers were out in Tennessee plowing, getting the fields ready to plant.
Surprise.
Yep. Got a little...
Mother Nature's not done with you yet.
Slow down. Wind chill factors, let's see here. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, southern Maine yesterday, northern Maine, northern New Hampshire. Woo! Woof! 16 below zero, wind chill factors to 50 below on some of the mountains. Good God. So, here in California, there's a lot of skiing going on. Those of you who want to go, it's really an interesting... it's a contrast, because you can be here in Los Angeles, the basin. Yesterday, it was 73, 74 when I was driving. It got chilly in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But if you go out to Big Bear, go to the mountains, what, less than a three-hour drive from here, right, Jen?
Two, yeah.
2 hours. You go up in these mountains, they got 14 feet of snow. As a matter of fact, I heard a radio report, I think it was yesterday, maybe Sunday, suggesting that unless you really want to get lost in the packed powder, you ought to stay home because the skiing's not really that good.
We're such wimps. We've had 2 days of rain in over a month,
right.
Which caused a little bit of snow in the mountains.
The sky is falling.
I was riding the elevator yesterday with
the
guy.
Was there snow in the elevator? Was there rain in the elevator?
Oh. But, you know, yesterday, so our rain pattern was, it did rain pretty hard on Sunday. Yeah. And then yesterday, it was just kind of on and off all day.
During the Oscars, it was pouring.
It was pouring.
Yeah.
And so I get into the elevator yesterday with this guy, and he's all bundled up like the plague is coming. I mean, he's got like this coat and a scarf and a hat, and I looked at him and I said, oh, you know, good afternoon. And he goes, trying to get home. Traffic's going to be terrible. It just started to rain out. I said, I know, we are such wimps here. He goes, I turned into one. I used to be from Philadelphia. He's bundled up like, I mean, it was still 60 degrees outside yesterday.
Funny. It's really pretty interesting as to how the impact of the rest of the country. Yesterday, I got my hair cut. I was sitting in the chair listening to this fellow next to me who was asking for an East Coast haircut. So I looked at him.
What does that mean?
I looked at the woman who was doing my hair, and I said, what is an East Coast haircut? And she said, oh, a trim here and a little trim there. Well, it turned out this fellow worked with somebody in Philadelphia. And he liked his haircut, and they always referred to it as an East Coast haircut. I looked at him, I said, do you think I have an East Coast haircut? And he said, no, but you need one. So I proceeded to get an East Coast haircut.
That's
so
funny.
We'll see how that shakes out. 13 after the hour, 888-302-3684. I caught myself last hour, too, Jen. The phone call that you make could be, it's a make or break sort of a deal, because there are a lot of things to talk about, and if your input is good, we want to hear from you. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, that's another way for you to connect. Plus, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. A lot of buzz on BuzzBox Coffee. Buzz. The vision here is pretty simple. Go to DougStefan.com, right-hand side of most pages, you'll see this big orange box. And across top of it says, BuzzBox. BuzzBox. It's for BuzzBox Coffee. You can get a free pound of BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee. Now people say, well, who never heard of BuzzBox Coffee? I get Starbucks. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I stop. I make my own. I brew it. I take it with me. What's this BuzzBox? Well, I'm looking at a list of people from all over the country. New Jersey, Hawaii, New York, New Mexico, Arizona, Montana, Florida. Let's see here. Where else? Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky. The number of people who have signed up who listen to this program in the thousands. Connecticut, another place. Minnesota. Keep going through the list and find the different places, Tennessee, Illinois, Oregon, all these folks who listen to the program who have taken my advice, mostly because they really want to try something that's free. And let's be honest with you.
It's a great deal.
Of course, right. You start with something that's free, you like it, and you stay with it. That's the deal. So find out how you can get your free BuzzBox coffee by dialing 866-456-7805, or just to follow the trail in the orange box on any of the pages at DougStefan.com. But believe me, you will not be disappointed. If you're a coffee lover, you'll love the smell and the taste of BuzzBox better than anything you have ever tasted. I've had people around me who are coffee drinkers, and they've said the same thing to me since this program got started a couple of years ago. Free coffee. Get started with BuzzBox by dialing 866-456-7805.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030. I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So there are now three states in these United States of America that have legalized marijuana. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 17 FDR, Jennifer Horn.
I love my meatballs with marijuana.
And,
marinara.
Oh, marinara.
I'll bet somebody
someplace has put marijuana into meatballs.
Oh, I'm sure.
What do you mean? Yeah,
pop people turn into geniuses when they're trying to figure out where they can stick that stuff.
All right, so we have about four or five stations in Alaska. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Today, it is legal to have marijuana, to grow it, smoke it, possess it, thanks to the voter initiative aimed at clearing away 40 years of sort of silly laws and court rulings. Alaska is the third state to legalize recreational marijuana. The coalition of libertarians, rugged individualists, and small government Republicans who prize privacy rights are the ones who have made this happen. There was a 53-47 vote last November to legalize marijuana in the legislature in Alaska. The natives there are worried about legalization and what it will do to communities confronting high rates of drug and alcohol abuse. So when we had that lady on, was it last week? Somebody won something. We had quite a nice chat with her from Alaska. That was last week, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah. And she was talking about, she sounded like a moderately young woman and liked it up there. Seems to me not long ago we heard from women who didn't like it up there because they were not enough women and so many men. Maybe it was the other
way
around.
I'm moving, by the way.
Men, yeah.
No, there's an overwhelming amount of men in Alaska.
Right, okay.
So I've purchased my ticket, and I will see you all soon.
Really? Happy trails to you.
No, Alaska's such a beautiful place. Oh, have you been a few times?
I have. I've been, and I've never seen anybody smoking pot.
No.
I don't tend to hang in those circles anyway.
You don't?
No, people smoking pot?
Weird.
There's something about the smell of it.
Go Dougie, I thought, which for sure be hanging out.
Right, yes. There's something about the smell of it that bothers me. I just don't like even the smell of it. I haven't been around it that much, but it just it doesn't do anything but sort of turn me off. So there have been some pockets where they've tried to ban the commercial marijuana industry up there. Police are all worried because there will be, as is always the case, we were talking about maybe even growing marijuana on my farm in Framingham, because Framingham is designated as one of the 20 communities in Massachusetts that can have it and sell it. But, you know, there are so many crazy people there. You'd have to have a guard around. And
it's too bad because hemp products are really, really good for you. Yeah.
I have a little protein mixer thing here. And I've
with
found because there's a hemp seed that I got from the friend who runs the EECP, the all-natural treatment for your heart. And hemp is something that's very good for you, like flax seeds, the same sort of thing. So there are many benefits. of hemp and related materials to marijuana. It just seems that we always focus on the marijuana, and there's some place that will allow you to make a hemp suit, for example, or have hemp around because of this silly prejudice. At any rate, food for thought, literally. 21 after, this is Good Day.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wistful and listful songs I think I've ever heard. Eric Clapton won 6 Grammys, including Record of the Year, for this song and the album Unplugged. On this date in 1993, he wrote Tears in Heaven as a tribute to his son, who I believe, if memory serves me correctly, Kenny, fell off the balcony.
Fell out of a window.
Out of a window, yeah. Or something. Isn't that how that happened? And
yes.
It was when he was in a drug-induced stupor?
No.
If I'm not, wasn't that the case? Seriously?
No.
It wasn't?
Not at all.
Oh, no. Okay. What was the case? Do you remember?
The kid was just wandering around, and I guess the window was open.
Yeah.
And it was just an accident.
Yeah.
It was a horrible accident.
Awful. Man. But this certainly hits that tempo, doesn't it? It hits that feeling. Whenever I hear this, I stop. If I'm driving and I hear this song, I just stop. Pull over the side of the road. There's something about it.
Yeah.
That so haunts. And I've not had this experience, thank heavens. How do you not, but when you hear and you know somebody's gone through something like that, how do you not pay attention to it? Certainly something for us all. It's good food for thought, certainly in that whole circumstance. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tuesday, the 24th. Last night on the late night shows, a lot of jokes about the Oscars, and the ratings apparently showed that probably Neil Patrick Harris won't come back again. A lot of criticism. I think some
liked him.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Here's Conan first talking about it.
Last night, Alejandro González Iñárritu won Best Director and Best Picture for Birdman. I don't have a joke here. I just wanted to impress you with my sensual pronunciation. Alejandro González Iñárritu. I love saying that, Alejandro González Iñárritu. Sounds like I'm ordering a whole meal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're gonna...
Alejandro González Iñárritu. Fantastic, though. Hey, a lot of political moments at the Oscars last night. I don't know if you noticed that. Winners at the Oscars drew attention to racial injustice, equal pay for women, and immigration reform. Unfortunately, they were each played off with the song Everything is Awesome. Kind of struck the wrong note, I thought.
Undercut, yeah.
During her acceptance speech last night, Patricia Arquette did call for equal pay for women.
Yeah!
Then Oprah stood up and said, she's right, I can't live like this. Can't take another second of this living hell. Interstellar won the Oscar for Best Visual Effects. Yes, yeah, yeah. I thought the effects were incredible. They actually made it look like Matthew McConaughey understood physics. That was...
All right, here's Jimmy Fallon on J.K. Simmons.
Hey, Dad, it's Jimmy.
Honey, who is it?
It's Jimmy.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Hand me the phone.
You know, I have to go, actually.
Pick up the one upstairs.
Mom?
Just hand me the phone.
Dad?
I'm using it.
Mom?
Give me the phone.
Mom? Dad?
Now.
Dad?
Huh?
Mom?
What?
Huh?
Dad?
Huh?
What?
All right, I tried.
That was pretty good. 28 after, this is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, might Obama have the upper hand in his middle-class economics budget?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. A more popular Barack Obama has proposed what he calls a middle-class economics budget. Does he now have the upper hand, or does the GOP Congress have the final say?
No, I think it's dead on arrival as such. I think this is more of an aspirational kind of proposal. This is where I'd like to go. This is where I think the country wants to go. I think he's gambling that many of these proposals would be quite popular. Free community college and tax breaks for, you know, middle class working folks. But it's not, the Republicans are not going to buy into anything that has his name on it. So some elements of this may, in fact, you know, trickle through.
If I may
use the word trickle.
What you would have expected to see, compression of income inequality during the downturn and then an increase in income inequality as the economy recovered and stocks rose. Instead, it's just been a consistent pattern through the Obama years of these wealth gaps getting wider. I think that's one of the reasons that there's a lot of energy on the political left. Let's just be clear about something. If you send $500 to the government and it sends you $1,500 back, whatever that is, that's not a tax cut. And that is what President Obama is talking about. He's talking about large degrees of income redistribution.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
the Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get your finger out of your eye and out of your
ear. That's not where my finger is.
So we have a Tuesday morning where we have and we are a part of your Tuesday. Doug Steffen, check out DougSteffen.com for some of the interesting stories that are part of the day, but not which you necessarily hear somewhere else. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of conversation today, and Jennifer and Kenny and I may participate in it to a certain extent, at least here. The Mall of America, the fiasco created by the news media suggesting that the Somalians in Al-Shabaab are planning to do their thing.
I don't mean to make light of this, but can I just for a second?
Well, I think we might want to make light of it because I think it's pretty stupid. Actually,
if I were going to join a terrorist group, I would join the Al-Shabaabs, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
Because it's like a festive.
Name.
Yeah. Get a job, Al-Shabaab, ba 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 ba. Get a job, Al-Shabaab, ba 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 ba. It's like the most festive terrorist out there.
Okay.
All right, I'm done being irreverent. Go ahead.
I told the story earlier before you were here, Jen, about, and Kenny didn't know this. There's not much that I come up with that Kenny doesn't know, but he did not know this. Remember the movie Captain Phillips?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Tom Hanks.
I didn't see it, but I remember.
That was a good movie. You should have seen it. That was a good movie. And all these Somali pirates that took over the ship. Well,
I'm the captain now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It seems that Minneapolis, where the Mall of America is, has the largest population. You know, like Detroit, Toledo, that area has the largest population of Muslims, a certain sect of Muslims in the country. Well, that's the case in Minneapolis. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Somalis who have migrated to Minneapolis for whatever the reason. It must be that the weather there is so much like what they're used to on the east coast of Africa.
Sure.
So when Captain Phillips was being made, the scouting crews, those who were looking for actors to play the roles of the pirates, held a casting call. Guess where they held it?
The Mall of America.
In Minneapolis. Thank you. Huh. 700 people showed up. There were Somalis who were here legally for the tryouts to see who could play the Somali pirates in the movie. By the way, the shooting of the movie took place in the Gulf of Mexico, not exactly like the coast of Africa, but...
Oh, yeah, there are pirates at the coast of Africa.
Right, yeah.
What are you talking about?
So, it just goes to show you how silly, foolish, dumb, whatever it is, we get all wrapped up in all of this stuff without knowing what the whole story is. And I'd be the first to admit to you, there are plenty of stories that I tell on the air. I don't know the whole story, too. But there's a certain nuance. There's an interesting twist to the story, or there's something about it that makes it appealing. And I'm a storyteller. I want to tell stories. Yes, do I want you to know the facts? For the most part.
Okay,
the fact is,
you're connecting the Captain Phillips tryouts at the Mall of America with the terror threat that's there.
Because... Well, first of all, there is no terror threat. Officially, there is the news media creating something because of what some press... The Al-Shabaab people are pretty good at PR, as are the people with ISIS. They're very good at PR. Al-Qaeda not so good at PR. But in this circumstance, it is nonsense. It is foolishness for people to get themselves worked up about this sort of thing happening, and when you connect the dots, you understand, okay, well, there are a lot of Somalis there. The reason that this thing came about, as I understand it, is because when there were people in the government looking to see where there might be a possible attack, some thundercloud figured out that all these Somalis living in Minneapolis or that area means, wow, they'll get a sleeper cell going and they'll blow up the Mall of America.
There was a video.
Yeah.
Where they said that they were going to. Yeah.
They being the Somalis that were not in Minneapolis, but the
Al-Shabaab's group.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there's a real
threat. That we're
going to
attack, and they showed GPS coordinates even for the Mall of America.
Yeah, I know. I get that. Yeah. Well, how many times, I think we talked about this before, have people put out videos saying we're going to attack this, that, or the other thing, and they actually do it?
Well, I know, but you've got to still take, I mean, if they're telling you and sending you the coordinates, you have to kind of be vigilant. I mean, you got to give them that. I mean, you've got to keep your eyes out.
I don't. You can. I don't.
I mean, if someone is going to say...
I spent my whole life being afraid. Go ahead, Kenny. What were you saying?
Well, I was just going to say, can you imagine if they didn't?
I get that.
At it and something happened.
Yeah, right. I'll scoff at it. But
you're bluffing, and then whammo. I mean, you know.
Right. You're bluffing. I love that. That's a great... Isn't that a great expression? You're bluffing. Huh. All right, you want to know where there's another bluff?
Sure.
The situation in West Virginia last week where the rail cars that were carrying oil blew up, I did some investigating because I don't think I sounded too smart. Or, let's scratch that. I didn't sound like I knew. Why are you laughing?
That was funny.
Why? Why did you find that amusing?
I did some investigating because I didn't sound very smart.
Well, I didn't know as much as I wanted to know. I thought, well, let me put it this way. I thought there was more, excuse me, to the story than I knew or we got. How's that? Is that fair?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember the tanker cars, three or four of them, jumped the track, and the sparks caused an explosion. And I said, I don't understand. This stuff doesn't explode. The oil is so thick. It's like 40 weight grease. It's blobby. Comes out of the ground. They put it in these cars. What I didn't know was that the gases, you know, natural gas, which we use to heat our homes, many places in the country have lots of natural gas is cool, is cool because it's cheap and it does a good job. It's a little dangerous. So, and what I didn't realize is that the oil, when it comes out of the ground, has a certain amount of, in terms of the chemical realities, of gas attached. The molecular gas is attached to the oil, the crude oil, when it comes out of the ground. And they don't eliminate all of it, so some of it goes into the tanker cars. You follow me so far?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Some of the cars, they can't fill them up because the gas expands and takes a certain amount of volume in the tanker cars. So when these incidents happen, what's blowing up isn't the oil. The oil burns after it blows up. But what is blowing up is the gas residue that's in these tanks. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The gas is what explodes, not the oil. But the oil will burn, especially if it's spread out and given oxygen. And that's what happened in West Virginia. Spread out on the trees along the bank of the river, got into the river, made a mess. Ugh. But it isn't the oil that's originally the cause of the explosion. It's the gas, the inert gas that becomes not inert, becomes available and burnable as the oil settles into the tanker, and it separates. The oil separates and the gas separates out of it. So, and that's why when you go by a lot of these oil rigs, I was driving by one when I came out here a couple of weeks ago, week before last, in Texas, and you still see some of the gas being burned off at the spouts of where the oil wells are because they can't capture enough of it, so they just burn it off. And so that's why the explosion took place. So there's now a big deal. The government wants new safety regulations for rail cars because they are inadequate. They can't keep this sort of thing from happening. There was another derailment in Quebec a couple of years ago. A number of people were killed. Situation in West Virginia, elsewhere. Hello? The pipeline! The pipeline! How about the pipeline?
Let's just veto it.
What? Veto the pipeline?
Yeah, that's what's
right.
going to happen.
Well, here's the... I have done a little nosing around. If you go to a website, Kenny, Jennifer, listeners, Theodora.com, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-A, Theodora.com, you will see there a map or maps of all the oil pipelines that crisscross this country. All right? As a matter of fact, Kenny, you might want to post this at DougStephan.com. The oil pipelines that crisscross this country, there are over 80 of them. So the specious argument that we don't want to endanger wildlife, somebody must have been absent during that argument for these previous 80 pipelines. Do you see them? 80 pipelines. Mm. All over the country. Not just in the west and where the oil is. And a lot of them go down to the Gulf of Mexico. I guess the question that I might ask is why we have all these oil pipelines north and south. Why can't the Canadians just use one of the pipelines that's already there? I don't know the answer to that. But for those of you who think that this is an anomaly, look at that map. We might want to post it at DougStephan.com too, Kenny. Post it as many places as you can. Because I think that all the discussion about oil pipelines is fragmented and to the point of being almost asinine. Because when you look at all these pipelines that are going everywhere, you think, okay, what's one more? It's like it would be the only pipeline in the country and it would be a danger to you. Look at all these pipelines! Are you surprised, Kenny or Jennifer, to see all these pipelines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Something you didn't know.
Look at you. You've just been researching your little heart out these days.
Well, I think that when you, thanks to people who hear me, who want to bring this stuff to my attention, and then have me bring it to your attention, there's more than what is obvious sometimes with all of these discussions. And to see all of these pipelines everywhere and think, okay, we're going to destroy you. Believe the rot gut that comes from the people who are against it because they're going to ruin the country. How come these other 80 pipelines haven't ruined the country? Have they? Jennifer, you can use this, by the way, in your local program.
Well, thank you. I just might, actually. I'm taking notes.
Kenny, you surprised?
The thing about this whole debate is that it's been framed that Obama says that it's going to endanger the environment. And what he has said is that the State Department is putting together a report on this,
uh-huh.
and that he didn't want this bill on his desk until he had that report.
Yeah, okay. But you hear that, is that a stall?
Yeah.
Or do you really believe him? I mean, who believes what the guy says? I don't believe anything the guy says.
I do.
Do you? Okay. What do you believe?
That? How long do you want me to...
I know.
No, I don't. I don't know whether I believe that the pipeline will do any good or not. I know that as far as safety stuff goes, we have refineries all over the country that don't move anywhere that have 40 to 50 fires every year.
Yeah,
and they don't care about safety. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's listen. You're not going to hear from me that the oil industry is filled with wonderful people who do great things in the interest of the public interest.
To us reaping the benefits from it, or Canada reaping the benefits from it. So, what do we want? I mean, I just on that very simplistic.
You know what? I don't really even care. I just want people to know the difference between putting in a pipeline and hauling the oil on the rails. The rails are much more difficult.
It's dangerous. Yeah,
it's dangerous, and it's not good for the environment.
That's true.
Can anybody argue that point?
No. I mean, maybe somebody could, but you won't get it.
But
here,
not
sir.
With any degree of intelligence. We all know that we have the corner on intelligence here. 14 before the hour.
Uh-oh.
Calm down. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffenhorn, good day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I would like you to imagine a restaurant that has absolutely no menus. That means when you sit down, there's not a menu. How do you know what you're going to be eating? The answer is, welcome to the buffet, where you actually get up and you go online with everybody else with a tray, and you have a wide selection of foods to choose from, both in the appetizer, in the salad, in the soups, in the entree, in the desserts, and the beverages. It's a wonderful thing. And you have a tough time deciding which one you want. And sometimes you take more than one. It's a potpourri of choices and a potpourri of foods. And by the way, once you finish your first serving, many of us go back for another. What's the point? Life is a buffet also. But sometimes we limit ourselves to what's on the menu. Get off the menu. Get out there. Get those choices. Make those selections. Go ahead. Fatten up on life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I might repeat that. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. You know what Geico stands for?
Remind me again.
Government
I used to
Employees
know.
Insurance Company.
Company, there you go.
Owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway at the moment. It's kind of a cool thing. Listen, I've been reminding you of this off and on. I want to, because the deadline for the applications is March 13th for this young volunteer scholarship. The folks at Kohl's giving away up $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program, and the nominations will be through Friday the 13th. So you got 2 weeks and, 2 days. If you go online to kohlskids.com, KOHLSkids.com, you'll get details, and you'll understand how to nominate a youngster today for that $10,000 scholarship program. It's really, I think it's nicely done. In the community interest, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm happy to support it. Other things that are going on, allergies. I don't know. Do we want to I kind of don't want to give much time to this, but it's sort of in the same department as all this focus on blowing up the Mall of America, the jihadists and the threat and yada yada. A girl blew herself up in a Nigerian market yesterday. Five people were killed. A girl, a young girl, loaded with explosives strapped to her body. So these extremists can use kidnapped girls. Supposedly, that's what the authorities say there. This is one of those girls that was kidnapped. This is how sick and demented these people are. Force the girls to become suicide bombers. Put them into a position, because we all know they don't have any value. Women over there, girls don't have any value. Mm-hmm. So they just become mules. So this girl was forced into blowing herself up in this Nigerian market. Man,
wow.
That's what you're dealing with. 51 after the hour. Good day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Jennifer and Kenny and I focused on technology and how it impacts you. Have three or four different stories depending on how much time we have. So let's get right to it so you will benefit from the information, starting with Shelley Palmer, who is going to talk with you about Amazon expanding its delivery service in New York City. They're planning on expanding this year to other cities as well. So let's see if you benefit from that in a moment here on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you live in Manhattan and need a snack but can't leave your office, Amazon's same-day delivery service, Amazon Prime Now, recently expanded its reach to all of Manhattan and select neighborhoods in Brooklyn. Prime Now delivers essential daily items like shampoo, food, books, and more. Two-hour delivery is available for free from 6 a.m. to midnight anywhere Prime Now offers service. But if you're in Manhattan and need your stuff in a hurry, you can pay $7.99 to get your goods within the hour. All goods are ordered through a dedicated Prime Now app, which also lets you track when your order will arrive. Prime Now is only available for Amazon Prime customers in Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn, but Amazon says it plans to bring the service to more locations in 2015. Want to know when Prime will make it to your city? Download the Prime Now app and Amazon will send you a notification when it's available near you. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today.
Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
According to an EBRI study, one in four American workers does not feel confident that they will be prepared for retirement. Brian Osich has more on some of the simple changes you can make in your behavior to help bulk up your retirement savings.
It's America Saves Week and a time to really focus on your retirement savings. Christine Marks is the president of Prudential Retirement, and she says there are five common human behaviors that may be sabotaging your savings goals.
Number one, I might live how long? Most people don't realize they have 20 years or longer in retirement. That's why saving for the long term is a priority today. Behavior number two is I'll do it later. Every year you put off saving for your retirement means less money when you need it most. Number three, it won't happen to me. It's important to be realistic and always plan for the unexpected. Behavior number four is I just can't resist. People often follow what others are doing, but staying on track for retirement means resisting peer pressure. Finally, I want it now. Impulse purchases can be devastating to your long-term financial goals.
Marks says it's a good idea to join workplace retirement plans or open an IRA, then encourage yourself to save to help succeed in your retirement goals. That's Financial Fitness from Prudential Retirement. For more information, visit bringyourchallenges.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Interesting that Samsung is stoking the social media fire. They're releasing the Samsung Galaxy 6 smartphone. Kenny, what do we think is going to come out of this? Supposed to be out March 1st. It's the Samsung Galaxy Unpacked video that was posted on YouTube over the weekend, suggesting beauty will be powerful, the present will be the future, yada, yada, yada. Samsung looking to regain some of the global smartphone marketplace. How much did they lose to the iPhone 6, one would wonder, huh?
Well, they still lead.
They do, Samsung lead. Does?
Yeah, but the lead is shrinking.
Around the world, yeah. I've got one. I haven't used it yet, but I got one. 59 after on Good Day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.